Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Minnesota Vikings left guard Alex Boone is our guest. And the Vikings take on the Houston Texans coming up a little later today. How are things? Things going well here in Minnesota?
Great.
You excited for the game against the Texans?
Yeah, how could you not be? It's football.
Any impressions on Alex Boone after watching the tape?
That was probably his best game here.
Off Monday Night Football, the head coach Mike Zimmer said, "You had your best game with the Vikings." Would you agree? And if so, what led to your best game?
I definitely have to agree to that. You know, I think just things are starting to click better for everybody. I think as a unit, we all play better, and, you know, we're taking steps in the right direction.
You get Vince Wilfork today.
Yeah.
Vince is a large human being. How do you move Vince?
We're going to find out. I'm excited to see that. Vince, for as big as he is and as scary looking as he is probably one of the nicest guys I've ever played.
Really? They usually are, right?
The nicest. Yeah, he's out there, "Hey, Booney, how you doing?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
You expect the monsters
yeah,
to be
mean? Yeah, you expect
mean?
Him to be like, "Yo, dude." You know, he's out there, "Hey, Booney." Yeah.
Mike Zimmer, your head coach, what are you enjoying about Mike and his leadership?
You know, Mike's the same guy every day, and I love that about him. He's a tough guy. He's a tough coach, old school coach. They just don't breed guys like that anymore. You know, right. You see all these coaches now, and they want to be like college coaches and, you know, let's go out and let's do this and we're going to trick him with this and we're going to show this and flash this. And Mike's one of those guys, he's just like, "Hey, let's just go out and hit him in the mouth."
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't want to reinvent the wheel, and I enjoy that about him. And the only way you're going to get better is through hard work, and that's the truth.
What do you enjoy most about your job as an offensive lineman?
You know, I think it's the fact that I get to be a psycho every day. And it's true.
Let's go! Hey, remember, if you die, you get to go to Valhalla! Line on three, one, two, three!
You know, I get to be me, and nobody can really say anything. I know I get a little crazy sometimes, and sometimes my wife has to pull me back, but for the most part, people are like, "Yeah, that's how he's supposed to be," you know? And you can get away with stuff like that, and it's just fun.
When you were growing up in the Cleveland area and or playing at Ohio State, now, you're a larger man, you're tall, but you're not Vince,
larger.
You're not Vince Wilfork big, like, well, big bone.
Okay.
Like, why offensive line, not like tight end?
Third grade, I was the biggest kid in my school. So they were kind of like, "Well, we only got one position for him." So, you know, I had to play offensive line. And then I kind of grew into it. You know, I learned to love it. I learned to love the street fighting, the brawling, the being the tough guy, the being the protector. You know, I enjoy protecting Sam and the quarterbacks that I've been privileged to protect. You know, I take that on as a true responsibility.
Yeah.
That I'm going to take this seriously. You know, I hate when I get my quarterback hit. I hate when he gets hit, period. You know, and that's a lot of the reasons that the fights break out there is because somebody hits the quarterback and I just feel the need to have to say something or do something about it. And I just enjoy that.
Bradford looking left, looping for Rudolph in the end zone. Caught!
Does anything about the way Bradford has played, having not been here all offseason, does any of that amaze you?
I mean, it doesn't amaze me because I've seen him play before. And I think, you know, if this guy just had a little bit of a run game or had a little more protection, he could be outstanding. And he has done such a phenomenal job, you know, making us look good, making everybody look good, you know, and his confidence every week is just growing. And it's almost insane to think that he might not be at the very top of where he could be right now.
Right.
You know, and you see him drop back, you see him fade back and fade away from the pressure. And, you know, they bring six, we can't block one guy. You know, you gotta do something, Sam. And the way he just kind of gets around it and gets rid of the ball, you're like, it's incredible. You know, and he's just such a leader out there. He's so excited and happy to be out there. And, you know, "Hey, come on, guys, let's go." And it's not, he never talks down to you. You know, you respect a guy like that. I hate when people talk down to the offensive line. You know, we do a tough job. We don't need to be kicked when we're down.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that'll bring you up and he'll love you and you love him for it.
Are offensive linemen, generally speaking, the smartest overall group on
by
any
far.
Football team? Well, why?
By far. Because
quarterback's got to be smart.
Don't get me wrong. The quarterback is smart, but the quarterback doesn't get hit every single play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he might get hit five times a game, depending on your offensive line.
Right.
But, you know, when you're getting hit repeatedly and repeatedly, just getting moshed by dudes, and then all of a sudden you got to line up and you're like, "Okay, where's the mic?" Well, I'm not sure which way is left and right, but I think he's the mic.
Right.
You know, you're constantly thinking, and safeties are coming down, corners are backing up. Oh my God, you know, what are they going into? Do we have to liz this? Do we have to rip this? You know, there's so many things that happen on a single play and so much talking. You have to be in the zone at all times because if you miss a call, it could be disastrous.
Yeah.
You could get somebody hurt.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where everybody has to be paying attention.
And you have Joe Berger on your line.
Yes.
He graduated from Michigan Tech.
I didn't even know it was a real school.
Which is like...
I feel terrible saying that.
It's like the toughest engineering school in the country.
The Flying Huskies.
Yes. But they're, I mean, it's a super brainiac kind of school, so that elevates the intelligence level of the entire offensive line.
By far.
I mean, if like right guard Brandon Fusco thinks you're a mental liability if you're like taking a quiz, Berger picks up everybody, right?
He brings the curve up for everybody, which is great because he makes things easy for us and he has a lot of thinking to do.
Right.
And you know, I always tell Berger, listen, you do the thinking and I'll do the muscle.
Right.
All right. I'll take care of you. You just get me in the right spot. And he does a phenomenal job of it.
Last one. Speaking of muscle, what is harder and why? Run blocking or pass protection?
Depends. I mean, if you're trying to run block Vince Wilfork, it's pretty hard. If you're trying to pass block JPP,
yeah,
that's pretty hard. I mean, it just depends on who you're blocking. You know, overall, I'd probably say pass blocking. There's so many more things they can do. You know, run blocking really just comes down to who's tougher. Pass blocking, you have to, there's a lot of thinking.